Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Fitz University. As always, good afternoon to you, Prof, and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks for having me.
So, Prof, anybody who's been reading newspaper or news reports over the last 48 hours cannot but be concerned at the massive exponential growth in infections.
Right, right. I just need to expand what we really mean by exponential growth. Can I take you back a little bit? You know, when we have any infectious disease, like a virus disease, we conventionally draw what's called an epidemic curve. That, in other words, we plot the number of cases over a period of time. So there's an upward shape of the curve. It reaches a peak and then it declines. Yeah. During the upward shape, this is more and more people getting infected. Then it reaches the peak. And as it declines, then more and more people are either immune or we better control the infection. And then, of course, less and less people get infected. So really what you want to know when you do this is how infectious is a particularly infectious agent like a virus? In other words, what is the number of people that get infected from a source of infection? So if you have a fellow that's infected with a virus, how many people does he infect? And that we call the reproductive number. In other words, it determines how infectious a particular organism is. So in other words, if nothing is standing in the way of the virus, then we get what's called a basic reproductive number, or RO. RO, you might have seen it. And if an organism has an RO value of 4, for example, it means that one person who's infectious will infect 4 susceptibles. They then become infectious. They in turn will infect 16, 4 times 4.
Yes,
then 16 will affect 64. That's a logarithmic expansion. If you have two people that are infectious to start off with, they will infect 8, 32, 128, and so on. So you can imagine then if you have a crowd of people that are infectious, how that logarithmically expands. That we call exponential expansion of the epidemic. Now, if we dampen down the infectivity by all the prevention measures we're talking about, the social distancing, the masking, et cetera, then that basic reproductive number becomes an effective reproductive number. So if the effective reproductive number or the RE value is 1, for example, means one person affects one person, affects one person, affects one person. It's a linear expansion. And that's what happened, in fact, with us in South Africa in lockdown 5, and to some extent, lockdown 4. That became a linear transmission. However, once we kind of lift the restrictions, then, of course, that then becomes closer to the original basic reproductive number. And then we get an exponential growth. If that effective number, that effective reproductive number goes less than 1, then, of course, it'll eventually die out. And that's what happens, for example, in New Zealand, who effectively did that. But just to again emphasize where we are now, even though the restrictions of lockdown level three have been lifted, we are now, in fact, in the worst stage of the epidemic. We're now in the exponential growth, the rapid growth, that kind of upward slope of that epidemic curve.
Pardon me, Prof. It's certainly getting closer. I mean, now, whereas 2-3 weeks ago, I wasn't aware of anybody in my circle having contracted the disease, I now do know. I now know that my workplace is shut down and is being disinfected today. It seems to have come that one step closer. And it just makes me think, Prof, in terms of like domestic servants returning to work. You know, they're exposed to enormous risk in terms of getting on taxis, traveling, making their way into Johannesburg. Yeah. I mean, is this – obviously, one should be continuing to pay them, obviously, as any decent human being should. But, I mean, is perhaps the return to work premature?
Well, you see, there was such a pressure, an economic pressure, which is, in fact, translating into other disease problems. And in fact, particularly food insecurity and starvation, hunger. So it's really a balance, you know. Ideally, if everything was well, if we were a tremendously wealthy country, lockdown 5 would have been great if we could kind of extend it until we get a vaccine. But obviously, the kind of economic pressures and also people In fact, the increase of non-COVID diseases has been a problem as well. People not going for their chronic medication, HIV, TB, and so on, antenatal care, childhood immunization. So all these things are suffering if we do have lockdown focusing on COVID. So it's a complicated equation one has to work out to balance the kind of one benefit versus the one risk. And this is why, unfortunately, I think everyone will agree we had to lift the lockdown level or decrease it from 5 down to where we are 3. But the important thing to remember is that we are now, in fact, at a really dangerous part of the epidemic. So all those preventive measures really have to be meticulously carried out now, more than ever.
Very interesting. Very interesting and highly informative. Professor, thank you so much. It's half past four, as always. Input really important. We'll chat to you tomorrow, Prof.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks. All the best.